Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Edwards can't hit the second. Pacers have a chance. Up ahead, Neesmith. Blocked! Edwards getting up! And good night!
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kusak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, March 8th, and from our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Steve Ashburner. And woo-wee, Ash, we had a good game last night, a couple good ones, actually a slate for the Thursday night, and we're going to get to the showdown between the Denver Nuggets and the Boston Celtics. But let's get back to the Minnesota Timberwolves. My goodness, Anthony Edwards put on a show. It was in light of the news that came out of Karl-Anthony Towns having torn his meniscus, he will require surgery. He'll be reevaluated in a month. I think there is hope, uncertain about the timeline, but that he will inevitably, hopefully, be able to return for the Minnesota Timberwolves at some point during the playoffs, given where they are at, and assume they are still going and advancing. But Anthony Edwards, man, it was extraordinary to watch as the Minnesota Timberwolves beat Indiana at Indiana 113-111, amongst a lot of showcasing of what he could do on the offensive side with 44 points and 6 rebounds. He had a nasty block, against Aaron Nesmith, second block of the game that it looked like his armpit was at the rim. It's hard to believe a 6'4 player like him could get up that high. But it was fun to watch. It was good to see.
36 points for Edwards. Pull up from deep. Cash! Lohezzi, runner off one leg, got it to drop. 43 for Anthony Edwards. Edwards can't hit the second. Pacers have a chance. Up ahead, Neesmith. Blocked! Edwards getting up! And good night!
And just overall for Minnesota, the response that they had and continue to have as they, for the night, took sole possession of first there in the Western Conference. What did you take away from that showing, and in particular, the performance of Anthony Edwards?
Well, hi, Sarah. The second thing I thought of was, I know how much you hated it when you would hit your head on the bottom of the backboard when you would block opponent shots.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a terrible hazard.
My ponytail would always be getting caught in the net.
The first thing I thought of though was, I mean, that was clearly Anthony Edwards saying, "Get on my back, fellas. I've got this. Karl Anthony Towns is going to be out for a while. They do not want to sink in the standings. That would be sort of old Timberwolves approach. They want to maintain their lofty perch, certainly a top seed in the West if they can't quite hang on to number one. It's a real test of this team's maturity. And that's sort of been one of the questions. Even when things have been going well, it's just like, you know, are they able to handle the highs? They've had to handle lows. One good thing is that they had to play quite a lot without Karl Anthony Towns last season. So they know how to do that. The key is doing it and maintaining your success. And I know last year they got into a thing where they tried to play one way when they had Kat and Rudy Gobert, and then they tried to play a different way when Kat was out. And, you know, I think that the key now is to try to maintain and play their style, keep their defense up. That's been their calling card this season. You know, you have spectacular offensive play from Kat at times and Anthony Edwards on many nights. But they want to stay good defensively. Anthony Edwards is spectacular in this game. And, you know, he's spectacular in most games in moments. Consistency is still, you know, there to be had for him. And we'll see now if this is an opportunity, if he seizes this opportunity to, you know, be the leader in every which way for this team. He's a really solid two-way player. He doesn't need to lead the defense. That's Rudy Gobert's job. But, Anthony Edwards now is, we heard it last night, when they talked about it on the national broadcast, that he's worthy of MVP consideration, and he's one of those new faces like, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jason Tatum that I think will get a lot of votes, even, you know, Brunson, depending on how the Knicks finish, some new blood in that MVP consideration. So Anthony Edwards has the stage right now, and we'll see how he finishes.
Do you think he'll be a future MVP?
Oh, I think he's got all the skills. I think that team is sort of becoming, I hate the term, you know, his team, but it really is. He is becoming the point guy on that team. And as if he irons out, you know, lapses and nights where he doesn't stick to his strengths, there's no reason to stop him. Look, you know, I mentioned it early this calendar year. I went there right after Christmas and did a couple stories on them, and other people have mentioned it too. I mean, there's a look to him. There's a sort of a coiled energy to him. And certainly there's raw talent to him that is reminiscent of Michael Jordan. Now, that's a heavy burden to put on anybody. Some guys have wanted it and seized it and have fallen short. Anthony Edwards doesn't seem particularly interested in it, but his size, his leaping ability, just his overall look, he packs potential to be a Jordan-like player in the course of a 48-minute game. You know, everything that Jordan accomplished beyond that, awards, commercial success, everything, you know, that's a whole different topic. But in terms of Anthony Edwards and the way he plays and what he can do for that team, I don't want to put a ceiling on that.
Nor should we. And you mentioned that in the disposition, just how genuinely himself he always shows up. But you see that competitiveness, and you certainly saw it last night, as you mentioned, on both ends of the floor, and how he continues to improve his efficiency from the 3-point line. Last night, you know, being one of those 3 of 7, but that's become more of a consistency of his decision making of when he's attacking, using that explosiveness when he's looking to take those perimeter shots. But yeah, but it was, again, in light of the news of Karl Anthony Towns, Kyle Anderson getting the start there. They've got a veteran group. They've got a solid backup big who had been playing a lot of four, but in Naz Reid, it's going to be interesting to watch how they continue to play and if they can maintain, whether it's that top spot in the Western Conference or maintain, they've been bouncing around up there between them, Oklahoma City, and the Denver Nuggets, if they could stay in those places as you get set towards the postseason, it's looking like a team that, to your point, is Anthony Edwards' team. Speaking of MVPs, speaking of the Western Conference and those Denver Nuggets, the showdown last night was fun between the Denver Nuggets, Boston Celtics. The Nuggets end up winning 115-109 at home, and I think there's a lot of things that you take from that game, Ash. I think, you know, we're talking about MVP. We're talking about Jason Tatum, a player who thinks that he has said at this point of the season that he is the best player in the league. He should be a part of the MVP conversation. But I think there's points that there's questions in some of those biggest moments. And last night being one of those for the Celtics, Jaylen Brown was incredible. 41 points, 14 rebounds. Tatum, though, had an off night. 5 of 13 from the field for just 15 points, especially some opportunities down the stretch. Kristaps Porzingis with 24 points, and Jokic put together another masterpiece triple-double, 32-point triple-double.
Porzingis on Jokic. They clear it out. Jokic pounding it. Spins. Jokic lays it in. Two-point gain. Jokic a couple of spins. Jokic the hook. No! He leaves it for Gordon! What a pass! A hook pass!
When it comes to this Nuggets team, the Celtics team, and the things, it's still the regular season, the things that you start to pick apart as you look at these two teams and potentially meeting in the finals, what did you take away from that game last night that either fortified some of your thoughts in the things that you would expect or gave you more pause and questions about where these teams are at this point of the year?
No, not so much pause and questions after that game. I mean, I like the fact that both of them had lost their previous games. I think that nobody wanted to lose two in a row. That added to the tension and the motivation. Not that those teams, you know, need much, but it was a different mood, I sensed. There was a seriousness about that game, as there should be. When you're into March and you've got the top, you know, two of the top contenders, a potential finals preview, I don't have serious concerns, frankly, about either team. I think that they are, you know, they're as good as it gets in their respective conferences. Whether they finish, you know, in the Nuggets case first or not, I don't, as long as they're a top seed with some home court edge, you know, early on, I think they know how to go places and win. Obviously, they would love to flex their 52-80 advantage more often. Jaylen Brown mentioned that he missed half his free throws, possibly because of the altitude. So, I mean, that's sort of the least exertion you make, right? You stand there and shoot a free throw. He might have been looking at that number that they have right by the line there. But, no, I think it was a terrific game. You know, the way Denver rallies around Jokic's desire to get that number one seed, and they've been great since the All-Star break. He sent a group text, apparently, right after coming out of the break, and you know, identified that as a goal. So that seriousness by defending champions is very impressive. I mean, he's a marvel to watch because all the things that, you know, it's almost like a Steph Curry thing where Steph Curry breathed life into a lot of young basketball players' dreams that, hey, I don't have to be 6'10". You know, I can learn to shoot this ball and handle this ball, and that could carry me a long way. Not, you know, not silly, I'm only going to play in the NBA or my life is ruined kind of stuff, but, you know, it's inspirational. And I think Jokic is the same way. You know, you don't have to jump 3 feet in the air or more like Anthony Edwards. You don't have to be the quickest guy. I mean, Luka, too, shows you can play slow and play great. And with Jokic, his ability to pick apart defenses, to come up with the ball, to, you know, just the finesse and the instincts and the vision that he has to make those other guys better. I mean, to me, he's the leading candidate for MVP. I talked about new blood earlier, but, you know, the guy that sort of that's his to win, I think, right now is Jokic. So I could take seven more of those games in June. That would be a delight.
If you did take seven more of those games in June, who do you have?
Well, tell me where game seven is going to be played. I mean, it looks like it would be played in Boston. So, you know, I would think that perhaps this would be the Celtics breaking through. They seem to have everything they need. I think they're the best team in the league right now. They don't have the experience quite that Denver has. They don't have Jokic. Tatum's not a bad MVP candidate, you know, of his own. And I think they learn things as they go. I mean, I think that Cleveland game was a learning experience in terms of for Tatum and for the Celtics, for Joe Mazzulla, that you got to go quicker. If you're down, you have to go quicker. And, you know, what they tried to do, they treated it like it was a tie game, and it doesn't work that way. So, you know, I think that those type of things are picking up. I'm very impressed with Porzingis, too. I mean, all of the Celtics have to sort of give a little bit in their games because of the other guys on the floor. But, I mean, Porzingis just, his ability to just, you know, his quick release as a big man, some of the things he does at 7'3", you know, we get all excited about Wembanyama because he's a rookie and he's got one more inch on him. But Porzingis, to me, is a gold standard. You know, Wembanyama could do a lot worse than to, you know, emulate or be compared to Porzingis. So I think they're loaded. And, I would go with whichever team is home on game 7 between those two.
Okay. Diplomatic answer. I do. I think Boston is incredible. They've had an incredible season. There's a reason why they have been the runaway favorite in the Eastern Conference, why they've had the best record in the NBA. To your point, how Kristaps Porzingis has fit in. They have been extraordinary from the three-point line, leading the league, you know, again, pretty much for the entire of the season in takes and makes and all of those things, the depth of the group, the core pieces of Tatum playing, you know, it was a rough game last night, but Tatum playing like an MVP candidate. I say all that to say, though, those are my concerns, that you have a night. They didn't shoot the ball well from three, just around a 29%, but Denver did not as well. They were 4-21 from beyond the arc. But that is my concerns. You have a couple off nights, and I would still take, I think sometimes it comes down to, do you have the best player on the floor? And to me, there is no question that Nikola Jokic is the best player on the floor. I think Michael Malone, having won a championship, the experience that he has, I think Joe Mazzulla has made strides this year, but I still think that will be something to watch in the course of the postseason, adjustments to be made. I still would give Denver the edge regardless of what that looks like. But man, would that be fun, and potentially will be fun. And speaking of fun, Ash, you wrote a story about my hometown, Chicago Bulls, our hometown, Chicago Bulls, who are coming off of a win last night. We're going to talk about that right after the break.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DK Hoops only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. the ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Steve Ashburner. And Ash, as we mentioned, good old Chicago. Chicago Bulls currently sitting in that nice spot in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, a lot of questions about direction of the Bulls, what's going to happen, what they were going to do at the trade deadline. You could look at a variety of areas. But overall, since then, and what they've been doing and playing better, they beat the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco 125-122 last night. You had a big game from Nikola Vucevic, 33-11, 20 points from Kobe White, DeMar DeRozan with 33-8. He's been playing really well. You've got a story about the Bulls and in what they've been doing in this recent stretch. Fill us in a little bit and give some optimism to all our shy folks.
Well, here's the good news, I guess, for the Chicago Bulls this season. It's going to be hard for them to miss the play-in tournament. Now, it's going to be hard for them to do any better than a play-in spot because they're about as far from sixth place as they are from 11th. So, you know, it kind of is what it is. They're about five games in each direction. So a play-in, you know, these days a play-in berth has a little more luster. When you look at the teams that are clumped down there in the West, you get some powerhouse teams with Sacramento and Dallas and the Lakers and the Warriors. And then, of course, what Miami did out of the play-in spot last season. Now, anybody thinks that's the way to go for the playoffs to make a long run? You know, they'd be sadly mistaken, but we'll see. The Bulls have been rather bullheaded in their approach to this season. They haven't made many changes. They haven't willingly shuffled the deck. They were supposed to be sellers at the trade deadline, and nothing happened. And much to a lot of people's chagrin that follow that team. But here they are. They win a little, they lose a little. Up until last night, they hadn't won or lost more than two in a row in, I think it's 2 months. So, you know, they tease, they go back, they lose to Detroit for two times, you know, the second time a couple weeks ago this season. Two losses to the Pistons, who've only won 10. And yet then they come back the next night and they beat Cleveland in double overtime. So it's been that kind of a thing. They go into Golden State and win. And now 3-0 on this West Coast trip, which, again, that's a big winning streak for the Chicago Bulls. You know, I think one key, like it or not, has been Zach LaVine's absence. You know, he had a sore foot, I believe it was, and he eventually opted to shut things down with surgery. They were 10-5 in the games he played. They're over 500 when he's not there. So it does suggest some addition by subtraction. It has opened up opportunity for guys like Kobe White, who I think is certainly deserves consideration for most improved player. Ayo Dosunmu, who has a bigger role now. He's built himself up physically. He's more capable of playing both ends and playing longer minutes. You know, they have the core guys of Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan, and they've been very solid vets. I like the fact that Billy Donovan has experimented at times with the two bigs, with Vooch and Andre Drummond. So, you know, there are interesting facets to this Bulls team. To do it without LaVine, who's supposed to be their number one guy, right? He's paid like it. He's not around. Patrick Williams, you know, this management, Arturis Karnisovas, his draft pick at number four about 4 years ago, that hasn't panned out at all. And yet here they are. And, you know, I think it's a tribute to resiliency and stubbornness. And they still pack that building, which, you know, is almost a disincentive for them to tear up that team and try to start over.
Yeah, it's been something that's been interesting to watch, to monitor. And I do think, to your point, with what the building is like, what United Center is like, the fans still, whether they are excited or they're a little, you know, a little disappointed in the big picture of things. This team does play hard. They're fun to watch. And I think there's something to be said for that.
How can you not like the Dunkin' Donuts race, right?
Donuts with Benny the Bull. You know, I would put him amongst the best mascots in putting on a show in the league. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. In your point, that those play-in teams, those we were talking about, the Boston Celtics. So I think for a lot of those that end up at that 9-10 spot, the reward of getting a chance to take a trip to Boston, maybe a tough sledding, but nonetheless, it's about postseason basketball. And for a lot of teams that means something. Ash, as always, you are the best. We appreciate you. We will continue to read, watch all your good stuff on NBA.com and NBA TV. And until next time, we will see you soon.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.